this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona. This is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Thursday, 11 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome, obviously, and I want to thank Natalie Winters for hosting the Five. So much going on, kind of a house of fire right now, which was happening on Capitol Hill, plus President Trump. We have this massive trial that's going to start. I keep telling everybody it's going to be a global TV event. We're going to be covering it wall to wall, as we've committed to you, Mike Davis. We've got another special announcement about who else is going to be joining Mike Davis. Mike Davis is going to be there as our one of our anchors starting on Monday. Saturday, we have a special. I don't want you to miss it. Coup d'etat. We walk through the Kennedy assassination, the Nixon removal during Watergate, the hounding of President Trump by Lawfare, and also the deep state. We get into all of that with Jerome Corsi, Mike Davis, Jeff Shepard. You do not want to miss it. I think it will set the perspective of what's going on, and it's very powerful the way we're pulling this together. And I think it's a great preamble or to set the predicate for what you're about to see next week. For the War Room Posse audience that's done so much to date and fought so many fights, remove McCarthy, have fought for not just MAGA principles, the rationality in the House and the Senate, that have removed all the senior executives at the RNC and started turning the RNC around, removed McConnell from his position of power. I think next week is going to go next level. I just do. I think that this Lawfare, and now they're going to be tasting blood if they can get President Trump in a courtroom. They think they're going to win. We're going to have to push back harder than ever. And I think President Trump's going to go to the sticks every day, you know, go to talk to the media. So those that are not covering him, because outside of Real America's Voice and War Room and a handful of others, not a lot of people are covering his rallies and the great talking points and policies he's putting out at these rallies. And so he's going to have a global TV audience on Monday when he goes, and I believe he'll use it to the best of his advantage. We're all going to meet. We're very quickly running out of tickets. It's all free in the Ahern Hotel 1 week from today. In Las Vegas and Nevada, we're going to do the second part of the test we're doing for the Gladiator School. Remember, I fought with Ben Harnwell for years in Italy to keep our monastery. After, I don't know, 5 years, millions of dollars, Ben was acquitted of everything we were. It was all a deep state trying to shut down us doing a school to train up information war warriors, gladiators, and we're not going to stop. It's going to be both in Europe and the United States. We did a version of it at CPAC. Overwhelming response, 500 people. I think we only had room for 250 or three. We let in another 100 with tickets, and then another 100 showed up that stood the whole time. That was 6 or 7 hours, and people never left. Just absolutely loved it. This will be the same type of thing, a smaller venue. So you got to get your ticket today. Go to warroom.org. Make sure you talk to Grace and Nemo. Get your tickets. We'd love to see you there. And it'll be just as intense. Totally free. Once again, all our content's always free. Support our sponsors, but our content's always free. No paywalls, no paying for content, no inside, you know, a special group that pays more and gets more access to us. We don't believe in that. We believe in totally free content and ubiquitous. You know, try to push it out and meet you where you are in the content, but go to warroom.org and make sure you sign up for this. You won't want to miss it. I'll be hosting it the entire time, and you'll see many of the personalities you see on the War Room. I'll be having different segments or sectors. So that's a week from today at the Ahern Hotel. Okay, one of my, as I've said before, the best broadsheet in this country, and I think maybe probably the best newspaper, the Epoch Times. Incredible. They've got Epoch TV, which puts together great things. The video, all that's done by NTD. I did a film with them a couple of years ago. Just fantastic, fantastic people. They've got a new film out. I want to show the trailer, and then I want to bring in the producer of it. It is Hollywood Takeover, as you can see in our country, the insidious, elite mergers, more than elite capture, by the Chinese Communist Party and what they propose to be the takeover of the United States of America is very far advanced. You can see this from the disaster we got in these capital markets, what's happening on Capitol Hill, the lack of really holding them accountable at even any of these committees, and plus the invasion on the southern border, one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. What they've tried to do is take the cultural high ground, and of course, NTD Films, Epic Times TV, all of it, take it on. We've got the producer here. Let's play the trailer. We'll bring the producer on.
There's something magical about the movies that I just love.
Hollywood invented America to the world in the old days.
And as a medium, it's really powerful. But for some, that power isn't used for good.
Our way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party.
They said, we get a lot of our money out of China. Is there any way you could make this movie a little bit more attractive to the Chinese?
Is it really just about money? Are there other parts at stake?
I had friends in Hollywood who said, this will kill your career. You won't get funding. They're afraid of even mentioning one line.
Chinese influence was playing into what we see in U.S. films.
China said, you can't have that in there. And Hollywood listened.
This is insane. This is a joke, right?
We raised our hand and we dove right into it. But over time, all of us have been punched in the nose.
The Chinese Communist Party followed no rules.
What's at stake? The soul of the nation is at stake.
We want indoctrination access to America. They could basically take over America without firing a shot because they control access to our minds.
And we all know that their goal is global domination.
People have been brainwashed without knowing it.
Okay, Hollywood Takeover, the producer now, Tiffany Myers, joins us. What was the genesis of this film? It's incredibly well made. We've had some of the actual, I don't know if we call them stars. They are stars in Hollywood, but people that participated in the film on the show in the last couple of weeks. But what was the idea? What started this?
Right. So a couple different things, I guess, because I also host a show called China in Focus that started with the pandemic. And we just saw basically the world realize that what happens in China does actually have an impact on what happens here in America and people's daily lives. And we do partner with the Epic Times to make documentaries. And I was approached with a potential documentary where they were like, you know, why don't you make one exposing the Chinese Communist Party's infiltration of the U.S. government? And I was like, you know, that'd be great. It's very important, but no one would watch it. And if we want to talk about government, we have to start with where it actually started, which would be culture or entertainment. And what better way to expose that than with Hollywood? And so we made this documentary, Hollywood Takeover, talking about the Chinese Communist Party's control into it, but then also how it fits into the Communist Party's total goals of taking over the world and changing the world order, but also how that's impacting the way Americans view the world to everything, right? We see that with TikTok or Confucius Institutes in the classrooms or the record numbers of Chinese nationals coming over. So it all fits together that way.
What is one of the things about the film, of all of our cultural institutions, even at Capitol Hill, correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like Hollywood was the most willing to cooperate. I didn't see a lot of, besides individuals like Kevin Sorba and others, I didn't see a lot of institutional pushback. I saw some of the heroes in your film, but it looked like if you bring money, Hollywood's open for business.
Kind of. That's one of the tricky parts, right? Because in general, movies cost a lot to make. And so for many people, if they don't do a lot of digging, they're like, you know, everything sounds great. So Chris Fenton in our film, he was one of the ones who really believed in those aspirational goals of, you know, having the two superpowers working well together. And he helped change Looper and Iron Man 3 to get those films into the China market to make a lot of money. You know, there's the fiduciary duty to your shareholders, to your crew, all of that. And so many people were just like, okay, what does it matter if my one movie changes something? Being great to the country, you know, any dollar made there is great for American GDP. Many people believe that way. But then Chris Fenton himself, throughout the years, he suddenly realized, looking back, he was like, wait a minute. this is not the kind of country I want my own children to grow up in. And he realized he had that metaphorical punch in the nose where he woke up and was like, in this process of working with these Chinese studios, the Chinese censors and all of that, maybe, you know, American people and companies made money, but what did we lose? We lost democracy. We lost human rights. We lost all these things that the U.S. normally stands for. And we also lost the know-how because they taught China how to make movies on par with the quality of Hollywood or what used to be seen as only made in Hollywood. And so you also lost that part. So you also have that aspect of people realizing, wait a minute, we lost everything and we're changing our society not for the better. But yeah, in general, right, so much money to be made. You're even seeing now studios are still trying to get in, but realizing it's harder and harder ever since the pandemic.
One of the fascinating aspects, by the way, the journey of Chris Fenton. We've had Chris on the show before. Just absolutely, absolutely incredible. Talk to us also about one of the reasons they came here. They wanted to find, they would, like in many industries, they wanted to see how the craftsmanship was done so they could take it back to China and make it themselves and just cut the West out. Did they not?
Yes. So that was part of the thing, right? So China doesn't just let any movie into China. You have to get past the censors. And a great way to kind of guarantee that your film is going to get into China is if you have a joint venture with a Chinese studio. But what that means is then the Chinese censors actually have a say over that project because most of it, you know, is now owned by the Chinese side. And so part of that was, yes, that exchange of know-how. But another part was the whole shaping of the story, right? And then we delve into in the documentary how this ties into the concept of mind control. It's actually part of their battle tactics. It goes back to the whole unrestricted warfare or total warfare where communist China wants to win without firing a single shot, not, you know, winning a war in the usual sense of war that we think of as a kinetic military war, but everything short of that. And a great way of destroying a country that this is actually said in their internal military textbook is by changing the way people think, but that takes time. And so Hollywood was one avenue of that where you influence everything, whether if it's about communist China, it has to be positive, otherwise it's removed. And you start seeing throughout the years that it's not just China has to be positive, but the US has to be shown in a negative light. And then what does that do to the American population, right? Throughout the years, you start demoralizing the American population. And now we're seeing the army is struggling to hit its recruitment goals, all these different things, especially in classrooms. People are learning to hate themselves, hate their country, hate what America stands for. That wasn't by chance, right? That was all part of this way of winning without firing a single shot, this whole unrestricted warfare tactic. So we saw that whole aspect play out as well.
Tiffany, you're the producer of this film. Walk us through, what's your background? I know you've done a bunch of stuff with Epic Times and TV. What's your background and what have you done in addition to this film?
Right. So I actually studied film and music in college. So I always loved growing up. I always loved movies, but I just felt like throughout the years, movies didn't feel like movies anymore. I didn't leave feeling inspired or motivated. I was feeling depressed and I didn't really know why. And then I joined NTD a couple years ago. Eventually was honored to start a show called China in Focus at the same time as the pandemic. So I really delved into what was happening in communist China and how that's impacting people here in America. We actually had someone reach out to us during the early stages of the pandemic. They had family in Wuhan. The Chinese Lunar New Year is the biggest holiday over there, right? So a lot of people go see family. They saw our coverage and learned that something was happening. We didn't know it was a pandemic at the time, right? But something was happening and there were talks within communist China that they might shut down the country. And because of our coverage, they left early. And the next day after their earlier flight, the country shut down and they sent us this email saying, thank you for saving our life. So we found out that, you know, information has a huge impact on people. And then I was thinking about what's happening in society and how, what is behind that? And we started digging around and finding out that, you know, Hollywood, you need a lot of money to make movies. Some people were complicit. Some people just didn't know. They wanted to stay in their jobs, all these different factors. But Hollywood actually played a huge part in what we're seeing play out in society nowadays. And it was like, you know, if we want to tackle something like film, what better way to expose it than with the same medium with film? So that's kind of how this documentary came to be. But yeah, I work a lot in terms of China coverage or exposing communist China, whether that's the human rights abuses or the intellectual property theft, all these different things. And I just thought this would be a great way to reach more Americans in case they did have questions about what they're seeing in society and didn't really know what it tied back to. This would be a great starting place to learn about that.
Tiffany, how do people follow you on social media? Where do they go to find out more about your shows, your writings, Epic Times, NTD, all of it? You guys are doing amazing work over there. We want to make sure everybody gets all the touch points.
For NTD, if you go to ntd.com, you can watch all our daily news coverages. China focuses on there as well. You can find a lot of our shows on YouTube, but we have been censored and shadow banned for, I guess, 4 years now. So often we play shorter clips on there, but you can still find our content on YouTube as well. Otherwise, of course, the Epic Times, Epic TV. And then for myself, just follow me at TiffanyMeyer_. That's my social media handle. And you can watch a lot of our content that way. Otherwise, for this documentary, Hollywood Takeover, the easiest place would be to go to HollywoodTakeover.com, because Epic TV is a little hard to navigate. But if you just go to HollywoodTakeover.com, you can watch the trailer, read the testimonials, find out better ways to watch it, and also watch the first 10 minutes for free, and then decide, you know, if you want to share it with people. And then if you are already a subscriber with the Epic Times, you have access to all our content. You can actually share the documentary with your friends, and then they can watch it for free. I know the economy is kind of struggling right now, so if money is a concern, there is a way to share it for free as well.
Tiffany, thank you, and thank the entire team over NTD, Epic TV, and Epic Times. Really, you guys do extraordinary work. Hollywood Takeover, the producer, Tiffany Myers. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for having me.
A very sophisticated look at unrestricted warfare, content that will make you hate your own country. The CCP, this is why they're so demonic. Very, very, very sophisticated. Ben Harnwell joins us. Ben, we're now back, and you got the FISA thing going like crazy. We've got, we had Congressman Spartz on this morning. And she's actually arguing we should cut the money off, but hey, we should give some military aid in a loan because Trump needs time to get in there and sort it out. So there's all types of different aspects going on. If we're still hardline, they shouldn't get a penny. But she does make a good point that she said it'll be over before Trump can get there and actually perform his magic. Other things are happening on the continent. Let's start with Ukraine, and then I want to talk about the farmers. Ben Harnwell.
Good afternoon, Steve. Well, there were a pair of interesting articles in today's New York Times, sort of double whammy right in the face of the pro-war lobby. They're both angled at illustrating the human cost to young, basically Ukrainian guys who are being called up. This is in response to something we've been discussing here on the War Room, Steve, that President Zelensky signed a bill lowering the conscription age from 27 to 25. That's obviously going to bring in potentially a cohort now that thus far avoided being called up. And of course, there's human costs to that. Parents, families,
Hang on. Hit rewind. Let me hear that again. What?
So, as we've been mentioning on the War Room, President Zelensky signed around, 14 days ago, a parliamentary bill lowering the conscription age from 27 to 25. As far as I'm aware, it hasn't yet been implemented, but the bill has now been signed. This had been lingering on his desk for a year or so, Steve, and because of the political pressure, the domestic political pressure, he hadn't signed it up until now. He's now signed this bill. As a consequence of that, this cohort there, really in the mid-20s age bracket, is now preparing to be called up. And the New York Times has two articles basically on this theme to do. One of them is to do with the reluctance of families to see their young sons be called up. So it's basically a human interest angle in the consequence of Zelensky's signing this parliamentary bill. And, you know, you've got photos not only of people who have been called up, but rather emotionally, I have to say, a lot of photos of these young kids who've done their tour of duty and have lost limbs, and they're sort of in various forms of rehabilitation, trying to get some sense of motor control. And the photos in this article are horrific. And it's, as I say, side by side with the cost now about these young, you know, as I say, it's a human interest thing. So they're focusing in on specific people, specific names, specific families. You see their wives, their young kids, and what have you. You know, they're even quoting Wilfred Owen here, the First World War poet, at the end of the article. So it's a very
hang on for a moment. Does this show, of we've been saying, because sources there and people we're talking to, that the parents have been very hesitant? And the timing of this is because Zelensky's got to show, because we've been on him, he's got to show, oh, the country's in back of doing this and sending manpower. That's why he signed this thing under duress. But does the story itself show that the parents are very hesitant about this? One of the reasons you've had the big scandal in the buying off of the, or the bribery of defense executives, recruitment executives that all got cashiered, you know, about 4 or 5 months ago, was the amount of bribes paid by families that scraped this together because they don't want their sons to go. Does this reinforce the fact that the Ukrainian population, not War Room, not the MAGA right here in the United States, but the people in Ukraine have a huge hesitancy about sending their most cherished assets, their sons and daughters, into the charnel house?
Steve, it's the New York Times itself that is making this argument in these two articles. I'll just give that. I know the I sent these through to Denver. If I could just give the title of the headline of the first article, it's the headline here is excuse me one moment. Ukraine draft young men. That's basically the title there. And I just want to close with this point, because there are two articles that basically support one another. There's this young guy who basically says, I'm the only male left in my family with my name. And they're very worried I won't be okay. So they definitely want me to stay at the factory there he works and continue to support my mother, my aunt, and my grandmother. This is, as I say, Steve, I underline this point, it's a human interest article in the consequences of the war, and it's right in the face. I have to say this, it's right in the face of the pro-war lobby. So that's an interesting turnaround, I think, for the New York Times. The similar parallel article, because as I say, it's a double whammy. This one's headlined, Ukraine's Parliament passes a politically fraught mobilization bill. And that's basically giving the back picture to what I've just been illustrating, that this bill had been kicking around on the president's desk for a year before he was basically obliged, because of reality, to sign it. And of course, the subtext of this, the reason why it's politically fraught, Steve, in Ukraine, is that exactly the reason that you've just mentioned is because nobody at this point really wants to see their kids, their sons and their daughters go off and fight. I think there was an initial burst of patriotism, just like in the First World War, actually, where you had a lot of people coming in and volunteering to sign up. But pretty quickly, once the horror, the stories of the horror of the trenches comes out, and people make the political calculation, is this a war that we can win? And if we can't win it, and it's basically going to be at some point or another, our government's going to have to sit down and talk to Russia. Yeah. If that is the calculation people are making, okay. Steve.
Here's the power of this. This is not to call into question the patriotism or the love of country, the Ukrainian people. Look at the sacrifice and the suffering over there. What's happened in the last couple of days, and from Politico and the New York Times, and hey, baby, that is not Gateway Pundit and it's not Citizens Free Press, okay? Politico and New York Times now has incontrovertible evidence that what the Uniparty and their hack propagandists at MSNBC, The Atlantic Magazine, CNN is saying has all been lies. two big explosive stories. One, people who are volunteering and are fighting are a major part of the combat capabilities are neo-Nazis. After they mocked and ridiculed everybody, and even Putin saying, hey, I got to denazify the place. Now they're actually open saying, yeah, we actually have neo-Nazis as major combat troops fighting with us, who happen to be Russian ultranationalists. You know, they got to be beauties. You don't like Putin. Think what you get with a Russian ultranationalist. That, number one. Number two is what we've been saying forever, which is so evident on the empirical evidence. The problem they've had is not lack of money or resources. And that money and resources doesn't have to come from American taxpayers. It can come easily from the Europeans. The simple fact of the crippling issue they had, and this is what the two revered combat generals stood up, Zelensky, over a month ago and said, we need troops, we need fresh troops, and we need young troops. The average age fighting this World War II type war of attrition is 42 years old. At 42 years old, you can't get done what you need to get done in the trench warfare, the attrition warfare you're fighting. We need young men, 25 to 27. And the parents have just been absolutely saying, we hate this, we don't want this. Not because they don't love their country. They think this thing's mismanaged. It's off the rails. You're fighting probably for the wrong things now, and it's not, victory is not achievable. And are their sons and daughters going to be wasted? Ben, just hang on for a second. I know you got to bounce. I want to get you back here. I got Joe Allen. We got a lot backed up here in the 6 o'clock hour with War Room. Birchgold.com. You think it's turbulent? Look what's happened over the last couple of days. The trial of the century starts next week. It's only going to get more turbulent. They think their coup de grace against Trump is going to be lawfare. They are going to be unpleasantly surprised that that's not going to work. But it doesn't mean we're not going to go through a rough patch, because we are going to go through a rough patch, and we're going to have to fight back hard on this. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Find out, ask Philip Pantry, why is gold bouncing up around new highs every day? Bannon gives us the macro and the forces, tell us the micro and what we can do about it. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out today. Ben Harnwell, Joe Allen on the other side. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action. Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest, from the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care. Visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room Battleground with Stephen K. Bannon.
I know it's late in the day for coffee. I never drink it after a certain hour, given my age. But I definitely get pots going early in the morning for the morning show. Warpath.coffee/War Room. Go check it out. You will love it. As Josh Pettit said the other day from the McKinsey Institute, he's a mild roast, medium roast guy. He loves it. He loves the medium roast. Says, I give a short shrift. I don't mean to. I'm just a dark roast guy. And we took a couple of years to perfect, kind of get all the, acid? The acid that deals with a lot of dark roasts, well, reason a lot of people don't like it. It's out of here. Warpath.coffee/warroom. You got to put warroom in it to get your big discount. And also, my baby is the grass-fed beef livers, the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. What I'm so blown away there is the feedback we've gotten from the audience that have taken it about the burst of energy, just overall feeling of wellness. Go check it out today. You use it and then give us some feedback. SacredHumanHealth.com. The website's got all of it. Grass-fed beef liver. Ben, give your touch points. We got a lot about the European farmers. And listen, hey, you know, you got the Christian nationalist piece. You got the rural uprising of the farmers. You got the populists. You got the nationalists. You've got the minority community, the working class poor, and the African-American community is now saying they're part of the coalition. Hispanic families, traditional Hispanic families, Asian-Americans want to fight the CCP. Our coalition grows bigger every day. The farmers are a huge part of it. And what's happening in Europe is really a predicate of what's going to happen here. But in the interim, sir, your reporting on Ukraine has been extraordinary, and you're having a huge role in really explaining to people over here why it just can't go on as it is, and really showing the parents the tragedy of what's happening among personnel, the cities. All of it's been extraordinary. Where do people go to get your content, brother?
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much. Getter is my social media platform of choice. Just tap in my surname. At Harnwell, there you'll find me. You'll also find the links of the stories I mentioned, the two New York Times articles I mentioned in my hit today. And I'll preview, I'll join you folks tomorrow, where in the Washington Post's words, the farmers' revolt is shaping European policy. We'll break that down tomorrow, Steve. Have a great rest of the show, and I'll catch you. God bless.
Thank you for staying up, Ben. Really appreciate it. We started with the China piece. Remember, Epoch Times, NTD, they're fantastic. Tiffany Myers, another heavyweight over there, just incredible people. One thing they've helped us in exploring about this unconventional, unrestricted warfare, the control of the supply chains, the CCP control them. Remember, Dr. Sean and his team have built an entire company to make sure you're not caught in that trap. Go to jacemedical.com, promo code Bannon. But jacemedical.com, promo code Bannon. Check it out today. Immerse yourself in information over there about what Jace Medical can provide to you that makes sure you don't get caught with the Chinese Communist Party controlling 100% of active pharmaceutical ingredients that can affect the medicines that you have access to. So go check out jacemedical.com today, slash Bannon. Okay, we have an amazing piece from Joe Allen. Let's start with it.
In the same way that if you can't use a mobile phone, you're kind of at a huge disadvantage, but they're not that hard to use and people learn. But the earlier in your career you got familiar with it, the earlier in life, the better. You know, everybody in this room was familiar with it probably as long as you can remember. But I think human adaptability is remarkable. And so I'm very happy that people no longer think it's weird or impressive that we can talk to a computer like we talk to a human, and it understands us and it talks back to us and it does things for us. But 2 years ago, almost no one believed that was going to be possible anytime soon. You know, 2 years ago, what happens now with using ChatGPT was the stuff of sci-fi at best. And if you told the world this was going to be part of people's daily lives 2 years later, I think they would have said, of course not. You know, that's a Hollywood thing. And this is a significant change the world has just gone through. You'll be able to just say it, tell a computer, like you would tell a friend or an employee, I need this thing to happen, or what do you think about this, or can you help me out with this, or how do you think about this? And it'll just do it. Great entertainment, great products and services, everything else. Great education, great medical care. That is a profound shift to the world, that everyone can feel what the magnitude of that transformation looks like.
The key insight that is about to happen that I don't think anyone really understands is that you're going to be able, any human, good, bad, old, young, evil, straight, you know, whatever, will be able to have an idea and say, build this for me. We've never had a system in humans where every human had the ability to imagine something and having it built in front of them.
Right.
It is a complete change in human organization because people are wacky, right? They have all sorts of crazy ideas. We love the wackiness of humans. That's why we like humans. We would never want it to be automatons. It's what happens in human society when you have another intelligence, which is your partner. Now, let's imagine that every single human has access to his or her own polymath as their helper, right? What does it do? Right now, people may be lazy. They may choose not to talk to the polymath, but since it's tied to them, they may very well fall in love with them. I don't mean in a sexual way. I mean, in terms of an intimate mental way,
right?
That my mind and my polymath are connected. And I don't know what to do anymore unless I can talk to my polymath.
Yeah.
And by the way, in case you're worried about this, you can't stop it. This thing is happening so far across the world that it's going to happen. And unlike social media, where people like me failed to warn you, I'm saying right now, this is going to happen. It's going to change your life. Get ready. Try to figure out how to shape it into your institution so you benefit from it.
Okay, Joe Allen, I'm both scared. Let me talk to you about Birch Gold. Maybe everybody put all your money in gold. That guy's one of those evil guys on the planet, right? And he just gave us the, you're not going to be able to stop it. It's going to happen. Walk us through exactly what he's talking about. And here's one thing I want everybody to remember. And this is one of the reasons we brought Joe Allen on. And one of the reasons I asked everybody to go get Joe Allen's amazing book so you can get a heart of it, Dark Aeon. Because now this book's more relevant than ever. And I'd say, Bannon, you're always saying buy books. Well, hey, one of the reasons we think you get ahead of the power curve and can actually get some real knowledge is books, and that Warren Bucks were very proud. But here's what's scary, Joe, and I want you to get into this. The reason we brought you on a couple of years ago, I said, hey, this is coming, and it's coming at an accelerating rate. And every time you're on, or every time we get another news story or break, it reinforces these things are happening, and they're happening sooner than what even the smartest guys in the world projected. And so people should understand that. This is, you talk about turbulence. This is going to be the greatest turbulence in the history of the species. Forget our religion. Forget your ethnic tribe. Forget your nation. Forget all of that. I'm talking about Homo sapiens as a species. And it's happening, and it's happening quicker than anybody, even the smartest guys like Schmidt and these guys, forecasted. Joe Allen, the floor is yours.
Steve, what we heard there was incredibly surreal. What you have is Sam Altman and Eric Schmidt basically putting forward both a warning label and an advertisement simultaneously. In some ways, the warning label is the advertisement. They're promising that artificial intelligence is going to transform everything about human life, human society, human psychology. they're hinting at the upheaval and the danger inherent in that. And yet that's in some ways part of the appeal. It's part of the publicity process. This is a dangerous new technology that's going to disrupt and possibly replace much of what we consider to be normal human existence. And so if you know what's good for you, you will adopt before anyone else. That way you are ahead of the curve. Now, I think that there are a number of reasons to be skeptical of the benefits of AI. You have a situation right now where they're setting up a playing field in which only those who are able to respond with the rapidity that AI offers, or those who are in some way gaining status because we are an AI integrated company or whatever, they are creating a playing field in which de facto you would need artificial intelligence to stay afloat. But it can't be emphasized enough. This is a playing field that they are creating, not one that just simply arose naturally. And, you know, we were talking about, we mentioned it last time, a joint proposal put forward in Japan. This comes from NTT, one of the largest, if not the largest, telecom company in Japan, and also Yomiuri, a newspaper company in Japan. And their joint proposal basically lays out the warnings, very familiar to our audience anyway, as to what the implications of widespread adoption of generative AI will be. And they go over all the sorts of common things that we talk about all the time, the ways in which generative AI will disrupt society because people are just pumping out all sorts of bot-generated information, the kind of decoupling of human beings from each other because of the insinuation of AI, the mediator of AI between us and the digital world in general. But one of the lines from this joint proposal, I think, should be very unsettling, and it's much more immediate than any sort of prediction that AI will come alive and kill everybody. The Japanese companies simply state, and I would agree, in the worst case scenario, democracy and social order could collapse, resulting in wars. And you hear the same sorts of warnings out of RAND Corporation, who are in general very enthusiastic about all of this. You hear the same sorts of warnings out of companies like Gladstone AI that was funded by the State Department to kind of identify what the dangers are. And of course, you hear the same sorts of warnings from people like Eric Schmidt, who is at the forefront of integrating AI into our Defense Department, at the forefront of promoting AI as being ubiquitous in education and healthcare. Also Sam Altman, also Elon Musk, on and on and on. With very few that are not, they are literally telling us this is going to wreck everything, but maybe you can help put it back together with your AI buddy.
No. And I want to make sure that people know that one of the reasons they're doing this, so they're saying, hey, you can't blame us. We warn you. This is why we hired. And a lot of people came to me. It's like when I started the international groups at Breitbart, or Breitbart, Texas, Breitbart, Jerusalem, Breitbart, London with Raheem. And people said, why are you doing that? I said that nobody wants international news, or who cares about the Rio Grande Valley? And I said, well, they're going to care pretty damn soon. And they did. Whether that was Brexit or the invasion of the southern border and all of it. We've had a pretty good track record of looking ahead. Right now, it's so obvious this chorus of guys that are driving it are also at the same time covering themselves because of warning. I want to step back and just make sure everybody understands that in Japan, the Japanese industrial sector are not people that kid around. They're not really that humorous. These are kind of the seven samurai families that still control the seven trading groups. They all have... NTT is the largest telecommunications company. It's the AT&T of Japan, but it's in massive telecommunications throughout Asia. It is a massive company and super serious people running it. The other part of this study was the largest newspaper in Japan, and the media over there feels they have a responsibility to the Japanese people and to the nation and to the emperor that far exceeds what the media in the United States has. So you're talking about two bedrocks, and I mean foundational, hard foundational elements of Japanese social order, industrial order, and social order. As you know, with the collapse of demographics over there, They're still very hesitant about bringing in any kind of immigrants or doing anything about it. Japanese social order to the Japanese is paramount. When those two companies do something about AI, of which is going to be a major part of their industries going forward, and one of the conclusions they come up with, not just internally, but they print it for the Japanese people to read, and of course it's the Mac Daddy on Drudge, and it's the lead story in Japan, is, hey, this could lead to the collapse of social order. That's like a papal bull coming out for the Japanese people. It's not something small. That's like a shock, and they were shocked. I want to go back and play just real quickly the Schmidt that we're going to get. We had two cold opens for you. I got to get you on tomorrow in the morning show. Hopefully not the afternoon, but the morning show, because I want to get to go through your second part. But this one's so important. Let's play the Eric Schmidt. What Eric Schmidt said is so chilling. I want to play it again and get your response again, sir.
It's what happens in human society when you have another intelligence, which is your partner. Now, let's imagine that every single human has access to his or her own polymath as their helper, right? What does it do, right? Now, people may be lazy. They may choose not to talk to the polymath. But since it's tied to them, they may very well fall in love with him. I don't mean in a sexual way. I mean in terms of an intimate mental way,
right?
That my mind and my polymath are connected. And I don't know what to do anymore unless I can talk to my polymath. Yeah. And by the way, in case you're worried about this, you can't stop it. This thing is happening so far across the world that it's going to happen. And unlike social media, where people like me failed to warn you, I'm saying right now, this is going to happen. It's going to change your life. Get ready. Try to figure out how to shape it into your institution so you benefit from it.
Right there, you even said the quiet part out loud on the social media, which they knew what they were doing on social media, the algorithms, how it could change and really reprogram people, the depression it would cause, the loneliness was caused. Right there, they knew it. They knew it, and they didn't warn people about it. They hid it for profits. Right here. This is so scary what he's saying, because at the end he says, you can't stop it, right? It's going to happen. How many times have we heard that here? You can't stop it, and it's going to happen. What does he talk about? He talks about a partner, a polymath, that humans, even the latest human, can create whole worlds or universes or realities right in front of them. What does this all mean, Joe Allen? Make it make sense.
You know, there are definitely three elements that go into that. The very first one is just on its face. This is just a genie, right? It's a magic genie. Radical abundance. First, abundance in information, and then abundance in actual material goods. And when Schmidt's talking about a polymath, or sort of someone who's an expert in everything or many things, what he means is very similar to what we hear out of Elon Musk and basically all of these guys, that AI is approaching the point that it will exceed any human expert on Earth. Musk says by next year, so we'll say by the end of 2025, AI has now proven itself to be the greatest authority on what is and isn't real as compared to any individual human on Earth. And of course, Musk, like Kurzweil, says by 2029, same thing. So what that means is dreams on demand. What you want as you live in your pod with your VR glasses on, so to speak, can be conjured at will. He says that it's not about sexual relationships. I can assure you, if it's anything like the printing press or the internet, that will be a dominant strain of what happens. People just simply living out weird sexual fantasies of their choosing that they can just ask for as if asking a genie. The second part, though, is really, really important. He's saying that if you are somehow separated from this digital mind, your tertiary self, right, your AI tertiary self, you won't know what to do. Well, you already have people who are like that with their smartphones. That's very, very clear. And as students begin to come to rely on AI to interpret reality, the next generation is being set up to be, to take a phrase from the rigging world, one dead battery away from being an idiot. And that human atrophy is already happening. They are setting us up for a society which you need to have some sort of digital tertiary self to exist. But the last point I just want to make, the most terrifying point to me, and I don't tell you all this stuff to make people afraid. I think if you're still afraid and panicked, then you haven't been listening. You just have to face it head on. But the last thing, what if it doesn't work out as well as they're saying? What if human beings become super dependent on these technologies and these technologies don't live up to the promise that they're making? That then you have an atrophied, dependent humanity and a glitchy machine. Basically, it would be like if your entire life was lived with a robot that never could get it straight. And that is altogether, Steve, what I see. Again, these guys are advertising with the warning label. And I would say if you do decide to integrate AI into your company, into your school, or into your military, you better get a warranty and you better keep a lawyer on hand.
Into your life. Joe, amazing work as usual. We'll have you back on tomorrow to go through the second part of this. Where do people in the interim get the book, get you, get all your writings, all of it?
You can find all of this in my social media at JoeBotxyz. You can get the book anywhere books are sold. If you want to spend with Bitcoin, Canonic.xyz, run by Orthodox Christians. Very interesting operation. And of course, warroom.org under the transhumanism tab. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, brother. We're going to go out with Shen Yun. I want everybody to see that classical Chinese side before the CCP. Birch gold, times of turbulence, gold for 8,000 years. I'm betting I'm long gold 8,000 years in the future. Go to birchgold.com/war room. Check it out, slash Bannon, check it out today. Lou Dobbs is going to follow us. Remember, one of the things we're doing here is building the Patriot economy, the alternative economy. Nothing better than Patriot Mobile. Glenn Story and the team down there on their activist side are really fighting with four General Paxton, the grassroots down there, as we every day try to bring up the grassroots takeover of the great state or the Republic of Texas, however you want to call it. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. Go get your free sign up. Find out all about the company. Fabulous service, fabulous phone service. Strongly recommended. The AI part can get a little scary, but one of the things we try to teach from the worm, fear not, fear not. Get past your fears. You've accomplished so much. You've done so much. This is your audience is amazing. Lou Dobbs next. We're back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to kick off coup d'etat weekend tomorrow morning in the world. See you then. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action. Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.